Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com, where we talk movies, comics, TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Nick Mason. Welcome back.
We're back, baby.
You better believe it,
yeah.
Baby.
We're going to make a lot of rookie mistakes because we've been away for 2 weeks and we've forgotten how to do everything.
Thank you to everybody who downloaded the best of show that Raw Collings put together.
Yeah, great.
It's got
great.
Over 300,000 downloads through the...
I thought you were going to say 300,000 segments.
Maybe.
Doesn't have that many segments.
It's too many.
Yeah.
But no, he did a great job, and thank you to everybody who listened to that and
yeah.
has been listening this whole time, and we're all back.
Thank you to everybody who didn't immediately stop listening to us because we had a week of nothing.
Yeah,
that's right. My number one fear, is that we'll have zero listeners this week and forevermore because people were like, oh, they must have died. They must have died in that obviously fake trapped in the vent scenario of the best of.
What a good fun time.
Isn't it, though?
Are you ready to get into the news?
Yes, but first of all, I just want to say there's a four lease sign at the house next to yours.
Correct.
I think I might lease it.
Oh, really?
Then we can live together forever.
I don't want that.
That'll be fun, though.
Okay, fine.
Yep.
You need four other people, though. I think it's a four-bedroomer. It could just be you, I guess.
Just me and three bedrooms full of
you
junk.
And all your horses.
Yeah, exactly. Thought you were going to say hoarding, but either is fine. I hoard horses. That's what I do.
I love it.
I've got a Palomino. I've got a Shetland.
Are they all mares?
Yes.
Good. So there was a rumor.
Yes.
Some of this news will be a little bit old because of the 2 weeks, or maybe it isn't. I don't know. I just bloody grab-bagged it, mate.
Mm-hmm.
That Carrie Fisher was going to be recreated with CGI for additional Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
They filmed all her stuff for... Oh, we haven't actually spoken about it. Carrie Fisher has passed away.
She passed away,
since,
very sadly,
since
yeah.
we did our mm-hmm. last episode, which sucks.
And her mother the next yeah. day, Debbie Reynolds, yeah.
Like a few days later. So the word is that she finished episode 8,
mm-hmm.
but she was also to have a bigger role in episode 9 also. So now there's obviously talks about what they're going to do with this scenario. And one of the rumors was that they were going to recreate her with CGI, spoiler alert, like they have been doing with some characters in Rogue One.
Mm-hmm.
You've probably seen it.
Yep. Which characters though?
Oh, he's back.
Yeah. What? No. It's, yeah, but so that's, I think I saw the official Star Wars Facebook said no plans right now. So
they
could change, but.
Oh, look, the thing is, I don't doubt it will change in 20 years when kind of the sting's gone.
Yeah.
Is often the way. Because I'm sure after Peter...
When Sting's gone,
yeah,
who owns all of Carrie Fisher's likeness rights.
Open slather.
That's right.
But they even said that they don't respond to...
There's a holographic buddy Carrie Fisher at all the police shows.
That's right, yeah.
Like that holographic Tupac. This is inappropriate.
That's fine.
Yeah.
It's been 2 weeks, Mason.
Yeah.
Ugh. But they even said that, look, we don't normally respond to fan or press speculation, which is true. Disney just shut their mouths. But
yeah.
I guess this is the thing where they didn't need... I guess after months and months of people talking about it and then they come out and go, oh, no, we're not doing that, then people might think that they, you know, bow to pressure or whatever.
Right,
or
exactly.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So I guess they just wanted to kind of get ahead of this, which is good to do. That being said, I wouldn't be surprised yet, like I said, if 20 years' time when Sting dies,
yes.
that we'll see her again. Because
mm-hmm.
I would imagine they didn't go, like, if they could have recreated Grand Moff Tarkin and he just died, they wouldn't have done it. Peter
yeah, exactly.
They wouldn't have done it straight away. I don't know. But, you know, it remains to be seen. We're getting Star Wars movies forever, and they'll probably all be set around the original trilogy.
So. That's the gold mine, yeah. So why would you change it?
Yeah. That's it's not bad news. It is what it is, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Yeah.
I do wonder whether they'll extend those scenes, kind of like they did with Philip Seymour Hoffman, cut some up and chuck him into 9 or...
Just get footage of her hanging out on the street, just interviews.
That's exactly,
stuff.
Yeah.
She's just in street clothes.
That's right.
Insert her in there.
On the couch of Graham Norton.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do wonder, though, if they're going to kill her off. Because how do you...
Yeah, right.
How do you can't... She can't kind of go off into the universe and live happily ever after.
I had extensive conversations about this on the Steel Wars live call-in show.
Oh,
that
right.
Was on
yeah,
last
I had
week.
I missed the back end of that. But yeah. Yeah. What did you guys...
Well, we had some chats about that. People can go back... I assume that's on the Steel Wars feed. You can go back and listen to that. Had a grand old time.
Yeah, yeah.
We got a call in from Admiral Raddus from Rogue One.
He made it out in the battle. I didn't know.
Yeah, so now I'm officially part of Rogue One canon as a pal of Admiral Raddus. So it's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
Anyway, but yeah, like it's because you kind of can't have a... It's a tough line to toe because you can't have a like crashing a rebellion battle cruiser into the next Death Star and have it say...
I would argue that you could do that.
Yeah, see?
Like that she's the last... the ship's abandoned and she kind of
does maybe.
It.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, yeah. Right, yeah.
And you can't have a, like, you can't Paul Walker her and she just drives off into the sunset on
exactly,
her own.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because her son is an evil monster and her husband was murdered.
They aren't sharing any coronas.
They are,
you know,
certainly
what I mean?
Not.
They can't do it.
The bad blood in that familia, yeah. Is it?
But I guess you can have a crasher battle cruiser in the new Death Star or what have you.
Yeah.
But I guess it's a fine line between...
Oh, we're getting another Death Star.
Yeah, I know, right? It's a fine line between that's a kind of a brave, noble send-off of the character and kind of weird fan service where she spikes the camera and says like a dramatic catchphrase and then crashes and everybody cheers kind of thing. I
feel like they'll handle it well. Like, say what you will about the Grand Moff Tarkin being recreated.
It was real bad.
It was, sure. It was bold, but it wasn't disrespectful.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean? Like, they went to great pains to put him in. They didn't just put him in just because they did it because it served the story and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like they've probably got a good handle on this. We'll see, won't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, until Sting dies and then all bets
That's
are off,
right.
mate.
Then it's bloody just Stuart Copeland doing his droids theme songs and such.
Great callback.
Thank you to the thing from a long time ago.
That's right. So Woody Harrelson has also joined the Han Solo film.
Yeah, right.
He'll be a mentor to Han Solo, but also kind of a criminal.
That makes sense.
Wig or no wig?
Oh.
No wig, right? Can you be... Is there a lot of bald guys in the Star Wars universe?
I think people would assume... Oh, maybe it's young Lobot. maybe we'll see him lose his ears. Maybe that's the origin of that.
That would be amazing.
Right?
Wouldn't that be great? No, not really. Would it? I don't know.
Maybe it would be. Maybe the premise is that...
Lobot has to crash his ears into the Death Star.
Right?
The noblest of sacrifices.
He is this wild man... mercenary criminal smuggler type
right.
who teaches Han Solo everything he knows, then he gets lobotomized and then he loses his ears and then he's just working for Lando.
Actually, there is the Lando comic. Have you read that?
No.
It's
no,
great.
Yeah.
It actually that covers how Lobot got lobotomized.
Oh, really?
So it's already been done. Yeah.
What happened?
He crashed them into the... No. The circuits took over his brain. He got injured and he's...
Oh, okay, right.
Over. Yeah, it's great. You should...
His bionic ears took over his body.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, it's not... It's like a... It's a brain implant and whatever, and it's a fine balance between the human brain and the robot, the Lobot brain.
Yeah, wow,
and then,
okay.
Yeah.
It just keeps dragging him into, like, Bose sound system stores and stuff like that, like surround sound cinemas and things.
Absolutely. But Woody Harrelson, it's never a bad idea to add him to
No, that's
anything.
True, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who'd have thought he was a good actor?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's kind of, because you'd look at Cheers, wouldn't you, and you'd go like, he's good in that.
Yeah, sure.
But you would never think that kind of the things that he's gone on to do. He certainly outshone Fraser, didn't he? In your face, Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah.
He's all right, isn't he?
He's pretty good.
He'd make a great Lobot. No, he wouldn't. His head's too wide. Next.
Yes. Wait, who do we think he's going to play?
Oh, I don't think it's anyone. I think it's a new character.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of characters that could play from... There's a Han Solo prequel trilogy novels, which are really good, but they don't count.
In canon? Yeah, they're out,
they don't count for shit, mate.
Yeah,
but
that's right.
But they're great. So there's a few kind of mentors, a few people he kind of runs into.
Okay.
None of them look like Woody Harrelson, though, from the descriptions. So, yeah. Mm. All right. There's a Logan synopsis, Mason. I feel like the trailer's going to be... imminent, very
oh, yes.
soon, because they did this thing where they, if you signed up on the Logan website, they sent you physically sent you a frame of the trailer, and they sent out like 1,800 of them or whatever to fans. Yeah, so they're starting to pop up. So I think in the next few days to a week, we'll probably see that Logan trailer. But there's a synopsis.
There's 1,800 frames.
Something like that. I couldn't tell you exactly. I'm not an expert on that thing that I read and forgotten. have forgotten. So
it's just one number. You just have to remember one number.
Yeah, I know. In the near future, a weary Logan cares for an ailing Professor X in a hideout on the Mexican border. But Logan's attempt to hide from the world and his legacy are upended when a young mutant arrives being pursued by dark forces.
And does it say underneath that, a duh?
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, we know.
I mean, I guess they're keeping things pretty close to the chest, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing wrong with any of that. But yeah, there's no new information.
No surprise there at all.
Yeah. I still want to know what's going on with where all the mutants, where they at.
That's true. It doesn't say that. And it does also kind of confirm that Professor X isn't an hallucination of some sort.
Yes. Yeah.
We're assuming this press release isn't all lies, which it might be.
Yeah, well, that's right. Well, speaking of all lies, Mason,
because you'd think that'd be, like, if it isn't...
I said, speaking of...
No. You let me finish. if he is an hallucination, the press release would add in some ambiguity.
Yeah, sure.
But that's to assume that it's a well-written press release, and maybe it isn't.
Well, the audio just kicked in on this.
Oh, yeah. Like, we're finally recording.
Way, yeah. Uh-huh. I don't know how that...
Did you tilt your head?
No, I didn't.
Ooh.
That's weird. All right. We should be fine.
Yeah. Look, if in listening back to this recording, there's a bit jarring. If you want to adjust, if you want to ease the listeners in by throwing in the Defenders of the Earth thing, just in the middle there, as you often do, just put it in and then we adjust the audio.
Can do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What else we got, Mason? Mason, there was another rumor while we were on break in that air vent.
When you say on break, do you mean just then when the audio stuffed up? And we're like, what happened? That was for the listeners, that would have been incredibly seamless. For us, it was like, we forgot how to do this. I knew it. We forgot how to do it.
Forgot how to just press record and if it just to work. Mm-hmm. It's bullshit. There was a Deadpool rumor that he would be appearing in Logan. It was a hot scoop, the hottest scoop on the web.
Mm.
And then immediately James Mangold came out and said, that's horseshit. And I don't like to comment on stuff, but
don't like to comment on stuff.
I guess it's one of those, the way he justified it was, you don't want people going and thinking it's going to be there and then be disappointed that he's not. He doesn't seem to, judging from that trailer, he's going to turn up at the credits and go, well, whatever. Look at my balls. That's his thing, isn't it?
Isn't it though? Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I do know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. So that's the way I see it anyway. Mm. But, you know, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, he wouldn't fit with the tone.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Nah, no good.
Yeah, don't like it.
I just don't understand.
No, you don't understand generally, words. Do you? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm still not convinced that this sound is good.
Uh-huh.
We're pressing ahead.
Okay, great.
I'll fix it in post or leave it.
Mm-hmm.
David Goya
is
to write the Green Lantern Corps with Justin Rhodes. With Justin Rhodes.
No, maybe it's Green Lantern Corps.
It could be,
The Green Lantern Ring is searching out the most fearless being on the planet to wield the Green Lantern Ring. Turns out it's a dead guy. He don't fear nothing.
Great stuff. I said, for now, we feel that we are introducing enough characters that the best possible place could be to put Green Lantern in as an introduction in Justice League 2, or barring that, a movie after. So that's how that's happening.
Maybe don't bank everything on a solo movie for Green Lantern.
Maybe that's the way to do it. Well, we've also confirmed that it's going to be... not Hal Jordan. What's his name?
Kyle Rayner?
John Stewart,
yeah, very good.
So that's one of the corpses that we'll be seeing.
Yeah, great.
So that's pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I think initially that was going to be 2020.
He's crushed to death by his architect desk.
Oh,
he's
no.
He's an architect.
Yes, he is. So he can make better stuff, can't he?
Yeah.
Like, he could make a really complex windmill.
Sure.
Yeah.
He could make a bungalow.
Sure. Very handy in a fight.
Yeah.
But David...
Two-bedroom condominium. He could build that and then bloody crush Mongol with it. You
right
there, I mean?
Right, his dumb head.
Yep.
David Goya, though,
yes.
What do you think about that?
Now, he's the...
He did Dark Knight, Man of Steel, Blade Trinity.
Inception? Is it a lot of Nolan stuff?
He's done
some,
yeah, mostly the Nolan Batman stuff.
Okay, yeah.
But, yeah, he's
that's interesting.
Mm. So I thought he was kind of done, that they were, like, Warner Brothers were moving away from him, but... Because if you want dark and gritty... That's who you get, apparently.
Right.
If you want, you get your bloody David Goya. So, I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe they were just resting him for a bit.
Yeah, it's true.
Maybe he needs to retire to his sarcophagus.
His bungalow.
His bungalow. Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm just going to check David Goya real quick.
Sure.
Yeah, Batman Begins, Dark Knight, Man of Steel, Batman v Superman.
Mm.
Yeah. Creator of the TV series Constantine, an episode I got halfway... First episode I got halfway through.
Did you get up to the bit where he lit his fists on fire?
No.
Didn't even get that far.
No.
Oh,
no, absolutely not. He wrote 2012's Devil Dolls.
Didn't see that
one. No. did the screenplay for Ghost Rider 2, Spirit of Vengeance, a genuine classic.
You so, love that one.
I
yeah.
do, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, got to wrote the screenplay for Jumper.
So let's say a mixed bag.
Yeah, it's a mixed bag, right? Yeah. I mean, more hits than misses lately, I would say.
Let's yeah. call it that.
But it's interesting they've gone with, you know, his most recent stuff is the, you know, I guess is the Dark Knight stuff.
Yeah.
His most recent well-regarded stuff is the Dark Knight Nolan sure, yeah. stuff. And they're going to go from Bale having trouble, you know, leaping across the rooftops to interstellar
yeah.
bloody space cops.
And he was also, a lot of comic book fans hate him because he said the only reason She-Hulk exists is for someone for the Hulk to have sex with.
It's his cousin, they're man.
The cousins, yeah.
So, you see, know. That's, first of all, that's weird and creepy. And second of all, that betrays an ignorance about the Marvel Universe that
absolutely.
Upsets me a great deal. I mean, not really.
You're okay with it?
Yeah, it's a funny. Yeah. It's kind of funny.
You rolled with it, didn't you?
Yeah, that's yeah. right. Now, that was another seamless transition. I don't know if anybody picked up on it, but the paranoia got to us again.
Yes.
And we had to unplug everything and plug everything back in. But now we're fine.
Golden.
Do you want to know some fun David Goyer facts?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, now here's one you'd enjoy. Bought a car with his first paycheck for Death Warrant, 1990. Don't know what that is, but it sounds like Steven Seagal or bloody Charles Bronson or something. Bought a car with his first paycheck that was stolen the same night he drove it home.
Yes!
It's pretty good, right?
Good.
It's good.
It's Van Damme.
Yeah, oh, great. Uses several different pseudonyms, such as Cynthia Verlaine and Ricardo Festiva.
For what?
Doesn't say. Maybe just
check, for house parties.
Maybe just for checking into hotels. Hello, I'd like a room for me, Cynthia Verlaine.
He's not famous enough where he right? needs it.
Yeah. Sold his comic book collection en masse to John Dalmayan, the drummer from System of a Down.
Okay.
Yeah. You'd remember the drummer from System of a Down as the guy who's either wearing a suit or completely naked. There is only two modes, that guy.
He's not the guy with the long beard? That's the lead singer, isn't it? Is he got a long beard?
Probably.
Man, that was an era, wasn't it?
I imagine...
System of a Down.
Yep.
Alien Ant Farm.
Yep.
That's all.
Anyway, Power Man 5000.
Great.
Yep. It's all the facts I have.
Good.
I'll look up some Power Man 5000.
Well, I hope later. The audio cuts out again so you can look up more yeah, right? facts.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The Rock has also opened up about the DC Universe. He went in for a meeting,
ooh,
as only The Rock does, and everybody else in Hollywood.
Sure.
He had a very cool, this is what he said. He had a very cool and strategic meeting with the heads of DC Comics about their entire universe. As a hardcore fan of DC, to get a real sense of the tonal shifts and development coming in these future movies has me fired up. Something we as DC fans have all been waiting for. Hope, optimism, fun. I'm excited for our future together, and you should be too.
Did he point at all of us collectively?
He did, that's right.
Oh, that's classic The Rock. He just points at every comic book and movie fan in the world at the same time. Remember when we all had that good feeling just for a second? We were like, I don't understand what happened. The Rock pointed at us and he was like, it's going to be great for you.
Yeah. Did you see that Justice League image that they released?
Yes, I did.
Did you notice Megatron's crotch is... Sorry. Cyborg's crotch looks like Megatron's face?
Now I can't unsee that. Great, fantastic.
So yeah, well, what do you think of that image?
It's the sort of the police lineup kind of situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Still missing some people, right?
Superman.
I mean, Superman's not in it.
Green Lantern.
The seventh member, whoever the seventh member is.
Oh, because there's only five, isn't there?
Are they giving up this Unite the Seven thing?
Well, people aren't really sure what that even meant, because it was never confirmed. Is it the Seven Seas? Is it the Justice League members?
Why would it be the Seven Seas?
Because Batman, Superman had Aquaman briefly.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Remember, he flew towards the, swam towards the camera, and then
he was on
a webcam or something, in an email. You remember?
Yeah.
It was a good movie, wasn't it?
That's going to be the overarching DC plot, is Aquaman uniting the Seven Seas. Just him hanging out and bringing together the undersea kingdoms.
Are you excited for Justice League, though?
Yes.
I mean, despite everything.
Uh-huh. Or am I putting on a brave face? Who's to say?
Who's to say, Mason? Well, we're going to... Look, we'll talk a bit more about Justice League in a bit, because this is our 2017 of what's coming up. What's coming up? That's the episode.
Great.
Peter Dinklage, though, has been... is in early talks for the Avengers Infinity War.
Yep.
I threw it out there on Twitter. Uh-huh. Who do people think the Dink is going to... What rhymes with that?
Rink? Think the Dink. Hey, everybody, just hashtag think the Dink and get back to us about...
What you think the Dink.
What you think the Dink. That's all you need.
Data says the Watcher.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you imagine like as a gianted up Watcher?
Yes.
They make him real big?
Well, they just use Force Perspective.
Or Perspective. Other people say MODOK, including Mail Order Kidney. They said that.
Uh-huh.
Is MODOK an Avengers Infinity War villain, though?
I wouldn't say so, no.
Yeah.
Because he's a creation of AIM, which in this universe is Guy Pearce's largely ineffectual army of men who can explode and then bring themselves back together or something.
Yeah.
And Tony Stark's already solved that problem.
He certainly has.
But I mean, MODOK doesn't necessarily have to be attached to anything.
No. It's interesting, though, because he was he was Bolivar Trask.
Yes, he was in X-Men something, one of them.
Yeah. Troll Metal _ Troll says, Pip the Troll. Sorry, his name is Pip the Troll, and his Twitter handle is Metal Troll. It doesn't matter. It's one of those things that I said.
Look, he's mad for trolls, though. I'll give him
he
that.
Certainly is. Adam Neeson says, Howard the Duck.
Voice of Howard the Duck.
I guess, but they already got kind of set. Seth Green did it in the...
Yeah, right.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. And he did some voice work for Destiny, and people hated
That's
that.
That's right. He was an incredibly bored AI robot of some sort.
But was that the character?
He was like, you're in great danger. Look out. Just across the ridge... The whole world is blowing up or something. I don't care.
Yep, just sign there. Yep, that's fine. Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Tearing off the check, out the door. Elf with a gun, Thomas Athens.
Sure, says, the great Howard the
One
Duck
of your
villain.
Favorites, yep, isn't it? Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. I would say The Watcher, if I had to, or some kind of weird interstellar kind of...
Or Stilt Man.
I'm sure somebody threw up Stilt Man, yeah. Good stuff.
I feel kind of bad, because like all those suggestions sort of...
They relate to his height.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Tom Hardy has opened up about still waiting for the call for the Mad Max sequel.
Okay, sure.
I nearly said the Max Steel sequel. That's not happening. You familiar with Max Steel from last year? It was a superhero movie. It was a toy
based
in the 90s,
on a toy line, yeah.
But
I remember
it's not
that.
Really similar in any way.
Okay.
And it did zero business.
Right.
Yeah.
So who's in it?
Nobody.
Great.
I think it might be one of those ones where you're like, why is Jeremy Irons in this? But it's not Jeremy Irons. You know what I mean? Like someone
Well, because his name is Irons.
Oh, that's why.
They just put actors in. That's why it didn't work. They just put a random assortment of actors in who have metal-sounding names.
I can't think of any
I can't think of another one. I thought that'd go somewhere, but
hey, man, we've been on holiday.
Yeah.
What do you want?
Yep. Mr. Copper Art.
That's a very specific joke
for
Australians of a very specific age.
Yes, it is.
But no, that's interesting that, well, according to him, there's nothing kind of going ahead with the Mad Max film, since the last one took like 15 years to make.
Right, yeah.
And there was floods and casting changes.
And it was a miracle that it worked out.
Yeah,
all.
Yeah. And it turned out really, really well. But hey, whatever, man. Whatever's happening there. Also, last bit of news.
Wait, so he broke his silence to say that he doesn't know what's happening.
Yeah, which I don't believe.
Thanks, Tom Hardy.
Yeah, you're a bloody gem.
Yep.
The Uncharted script for the Uncharted movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's ready to go. Joe Carnahan posted a picture, and he says, if there's a more monstrously cool action script in Hollywood right now, I want to read it, because this thing is a beast.
Ooh.
And then he pointed to everybody, but nobody felt it.
And he crushed a Monster Energy drink can on his head.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
He did some hot laps.
Any thoughts?
In a Monaro.
Any thoughts on the Uncharted movie that's, I guess, is happening?
It's not going to be any good.
History dictates that.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Mason, it's 2017. Can you believe it?
Buh.
Where are the hoverboards? Buh, I'm that dickhead.
What is the technology of 2017, I wonder? Sci-fi technology.
I was going to say Vine, but that's done, isn't it?
No, I meant in sci-fi. Not for real.
Oh.
I mean in sci-fi universes.
It's not a year that you pick for a future movie, is
it? All the replicants are active now.
That's true.
Because I think they're all born in 2016.
Okay,
so they're all
good.
Out there causing mayhem.
Great.
Mm-hmm. This is the year for injecting human blood of young people into yourself to remain young. There are some billionaires doing that currently.
Is that this year? Oh, yeah. That's great.
Yeah, right?
I'm really excited for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I got here, the Hollywood Reporter, they had an article and it says, these are the hot films hitting theaters in the next 12 months.
All right, we'll see about this,
I took
Hollywood
some
Reporter.
Of them and added some other ones to see what are the hot films. So we're going to go January to December, talk about each one briefly, maybe make some predictions, maybe just not. Just whatever happens.
Just gloss over it if
just
we can't think of anything
it,
to
exactly.
say. Yeah, great.
Look up some because we don't know what it is.
Yeah, sounds great.
Yeah.
One of them will be based on a board game or something or an abstract concept. It's Sleep, the movie. All right. Rihanna's being a bit drowsy. The character of being a bit drowsy.
Is it animated?
No, it's live action.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, hot films.
Ow.
Too hot. Too hot.
So the first one this week, we're going to be seeing this. I've booked us in.
Oh, yeah, we have.
You weren't happy about it.
We got 2 weeks of real winners. and this, because you sent me, because we get occasionally get sent like advance tickets to things.
Yeah.
And you texted me two movies we're
seeing.
By the
way, it's like 3 hours before the midnight screening as well.
Yeah, right, exactly. So,
yeah.
But it's, and I looked at my work schedule and I'm like, oh man, I can make it to both of these. I was kind of sad.
So the first one is XXX, The Return of Xander Cage.
Yep.
Which Ice Cube is in. I saw recently there's a TV spot, he's back, and they were like, the XXXs look after each other.
Yeah, nice.
Or do they?
Because
the original
had Vin Diesel as XXX, and then they were like, for the sequel, they're like, we need a new XXX.
Because Vin Diesel
tougher,
doesn't want to do it.
Stronger, cooler, fatter a bit fatter. They got Ice Cube and now he's back.
And they both probably did a good job. I haven't seen them.
No.
I remember when the first XXX came out and I read a review and it was like, this is the James Bond for the modern era. Snowboarding, kickflips.
You're wearing a shirt, but it doesn't have any sleeves on it.
That's right.
Just have you ripped the sleeves off? Did it come like that? The sleeves have already been ripped off. Who knows? Because that's kind of like being a weird poser if you've already had the sleeves ripped off.
It is a bit that way, isn't it?
Mm.
Do you have any interest in this?
You know what? When that first trailer came out, I'm like, this is awful. Oh, that bit's cool. Oh, that's awful. Oh, that bit's cool. So maybe it's going to be this roller coaster ride of me just going, boo! Oh, yay! I don't know.
But I don't think it's marketed as the kind of next Fast and Furious sort of, I guess.
Yeah.
But I don't see this being good on any level other than this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen and it's funny.
Yeah, right.
You know, but I think that's how they've made it and how they've marketed it.
The era of extreme things is done,
it's
I feel.
It's well done.
It's been done for years.
It's people are injecting blood of the youth into them or
that's
something.
That's right. That's the new skateboarding down a hill, if you ask me.
Interestingly, though, I've got some of these. I've got a little game we can play, Mason.
Oh yes,
it's called Same Day. What's the play? What will people pay for? I actually wrote that down. I thought it was very clever, but it's because other movies come
Are
out
you
the
trying
same
to write
day.
One of your famous raps?
I don't know what I was doing. I wrote that in the middle of the night. And I'm like, this will be great. It's not great, but we're doing it anyway.
Yep.
Because The Founder comes out on the same day. The Michael Keaton. McDonald's origin story movie.
Is that out in America already?
Yeah, because they released it early for Oscar season or whatever.
Yeah.
So it'll get some noms, mate. Some nom-noms.
Uh-huh, speaking of McDonald's, love to get my nom-noms.
So same day, Mason, what's the play? What will people pay for? Which will do better?
Oh, So the Michael Keaton McDonald's biopic.
Yes.
Or
Triple X 3. I was going to say State of the Union. That's not what this one's called. No. I don't know what it's called. The Return of Xander Cage.
I'm going to say more money's going to go to Triple X.
I think you're right.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
Yeah. But yeah, then again, like, it's hard to say because Vin Diesel does like the Witch Hunter movies and are ridiculous.
Yeah, right.
And nobody sees them.
And I think like the Fast and the Furious movies are inherently relatable because most people drive cars and there are plenty of people who hot up their cars and bloody hoon about in them. But how many people are spies? Barely anyone.
So few. Mm-hmm. I can't even think of three.
Yeah.
Great.
But there is that point in The Founder where Michael Keaton like paraglides into a volcano. So that's how he gets the secret sauce.
They left that in. Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Next week we've got another one we're going to see, apparently. Resident Evil, the final chapter.
Won't be the final chapter.
No, this is the only video game movie of 2017.
Wow.
I know, right? That really... And it's like they knew ahead of time that this was a terrible idea.
Yeah, right?
But there's a whole bunch coming 2018, 19. You got Uncharted and
great,
whatever. I'm sure there's a Just Cause movie. I don't know. I don't know.
Yep.
What do you think?
There might be a new Wizard, the Wizard, where they...
what they, are they unveiling?
They launched the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, but it... Yeah.
So no, they could bust it out in a week. It's fine.
But the appeal of the Wizard was they released a Mario game without people knowing.
Mario 3. Yeah,
yeah. And we know that weird Mario game's coming out already.
Oh, which reminds me, our buddies over at Filthy Casuals, the podcast about video games, over the holiday break, they did an episode on all the Mario games from like 85 to 95.
I listened to that.
It's good fun.
When I was at the beach.
Good. Yeah.
It was great. Yeah. I burned through a lot of those episodes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Which one was your favorite?
I like that one a lot.
No, I mean of the Mario games. I don't care what episodes.
I like Super Mario World on Super Nintendo.
Same.
Because I got a copy of it not that long ago. Do you remember when I was house sitting? And you would come around and I would play Super Mario World and then you'd bet me and I'd die. And then I'd die and then I had to buy you food. You probably don't remember that.
I don't remember that at all.
My wallet remembers Mason.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Yeah.
Anyway.
He's a Mario 3 guy, but Mario World's great as well.
Yeah, they're all good. Some are obviously not. No, they're all pretty good, aren't they?
Yeah.
Even the bad ones are generally pretty solid. They aren't really bad ones. The bad ones are the ones they farm out.
Yes.
Yeah. Like the core Mario games generally... Very good.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to buy a Switch, though?
I was thinking about it, but then I looked at the launch lineup and went, nope.
It's no good, right?
Not doing that.
Yeah.
Like, if it came with a Mario or, like, I've never been a Zelda guy. I don't even know what he's up to in his green little outfit.
Ah, classic Zelda. What adventures is the green-clad boy adventurer Zelda getting up to? Who knows?
And that looks good, but also it's a last-gen game being changed. And so that was, I looked at that and went, that looks cool.
Yep.
But then I looked at some of the stuff on the Filthy Casuals Twitter page and they're playing some weird balancing game. And I'm like, I don't know what, and they didn't know what it was. So anyway, you should check out Filthy Casuals. They talk about it more because they went to an expo.
They did,
and got to play it. So that'll be up this Wednesday. Check it out. Anyway, Resident Evil, the final chapter. Fuck off. February.
No, wait, what might be good in that trailer?
The trailer looks good when she fights the giant bat at the start.
That's right, okay.
Yeah.
Which is straight out of Resident Evil 5,
yes,
maybe?
You fight a giant bat monster in that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. There's always one good bit in the movies, and that's why you think people have a fond memory for those movies, because there's one cool bit in each one. We've talked about it before. February.
Yep.
John Wick 2.
Yeah.
Same day, though. What's the play? This is it. Whatever I said...
Yes.
The 50 Shades Darker is coming out the same day as John Wick 2.
Who's to play and stay Shades of Grey?
Same day, what's the play? What will people pay?
Shades of Grey.
For Shades of Grey. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. You think so?
No.
Really?
Wait, the last one
made a lot of money.
Oh, okay, you're right. Yeah, ultimately nobody cares about John Wick except for a hardcore team.
Well, John Wick did well.
Yeah.
It was a surprise hit.
Yeah.
So I think...
Do you think somebody's going to kill his new dog?
I hope not. Two dogs in a row?
Mm-hmm.
No, unlikely. But no, you weren't a massive fan of John Wick, though, were you? You were like, this is...
No, initially I wasn't, because I saw a cam version and I'm like, I can't get into this.
Okay, right.
And then I've since seen a better version and it's real solid.
Okay, great. It's real good. Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully you pay for this one, Mason.
Yeah, is it the same directors?
I believe so.
Okay, right.
And same John Wick. Different
same
dog.
John Wick. Yep.
Different dog, different day, baby. Lego Batman movie in February, which isn't coming out here till late March. So we probably won't talk about
it. What's going on there?
Look,
it used to be, like back in the 90s, they would release a movie in America and then 6 months would pass.
Six months to a year. Yeah.
And then we would get it for some reason.
We got Star Wars in 1994.
Right? Yeah. And then the timelines shifted and we now get stuff like a day ahead of time.
Yeah.
But now it's stretching out again.
Well, the funny thing is, because there was an article...
Guess what? I'm just going to steal it off the internet.
There's articles, though, that... like that go back to the Lego movie where one of the guys associated with it said, we lost a lot of money on the Lego movie, like 6 to 8 million because Australians pirated it because they delayed it.
Yep.
And the same thing is happening here. They're delaying. It's to line up with school holidays, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Village cinemas do the distribution probably. I don't know how it all works, but it's a bad move, man.
Yeah.
Especially because it's the same day as the Great Wall, potentially.
Oh, yeah.
Or is it? I think they're the same day.
And also, if you just release it at the Lego, like the Lego movies make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Just release it the same day and it will stay in cinemas up until school holidays.
Absolutely.
And
the kids
will maybe watch it once during the school term and then watch it another 10 times.
Yeah. Also, it's a kind of movie where men,
hello,
arguably, like me and you, would
like
go
us,
see
manly
it.
Men,
manly men,
mm-hmm,
would go see as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, I know it's a bit of a shame, but anyway, whatever. March. Oh, Great Wall. Matt Damon fights for the Chinese. What's next?
Pete Smith is Mr. Copper Art's real name.
Yes, it is. He was on the Mick Molloy show.
Mm-hmm.
No, sorry,
Degeneration Late Show.
Yes. What was the radio show they did?
Martin Molloy.
Yeah, loved it.
Mm-hmm.
March, we got Logan.
Yeah, great.
Same day, all that. Trainspotting 2. Sorry, The Wall is this day as well. The Wall opens with Logan. Trainspotting 2, Skull Kong Island. I think these are US dates as well.
Do you mean Kong Skull Island?
What did I say? Carl Skong Island?
Yes, you said those, yeah. Have you ever considered... I feel I'm losing all my words.
Yeah, probably.
Like when I do this, I'm like, what's the name of that guy? He played Han Solo in the Star Wars movies. What's his name? Is Cranky? It's all disappearing. And
yeah.
I think I'm going to go to the doctor in 6 months and they're going to be like, yeah, your brain's pretty much dissolved.
Yeah, there's a beehive in your head.
How are you to know? It's not like your symptoms were being recorded on an audio medium for people to listen to.
Yeah, people could have reached out and told you, obviously, if they knew that, yeah.
But there was no way of knowing.
There was no way of knowing. Let's start with Logan. Obviously looks great.
Mm-hmm.
How's your Professor X impersonation?
Does he have a recognizable?
I want to see if you can do one.
Okay.
I've been working on mine, is what I'm
saying. Oh, I see. I see your little trick. I'm going to bust out mine.
I should have worded you up so okay. This is a fair competition because I'm going to crush this.
All right. Logan.
Logan.
Ah! You are good. You're very good.
It's fun
good.
To do, though.
It's fun. You're right.
Logan.
Logan. It's pretty good. Good, right? I've refined it a little since you ambushed me with it.
Send us your best Logan impression
if you could.
On Twitter. You can record a video on Twitter, right?
Yeah, absolutely, you can.
Logan.
Mm.
Logan. You can do it low.
Logan.
That's not as good. Looks great.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about it when it comes out, I guess. Trainspotting 2. Very excited.
You're very excited. I'm largely indifferent, but
all right. Because it's because of the weird, creepy, grimy Scottish universe?
Not even.
Yeah?
I don't know. I don't think it's going to...
You can do it with anybody.
Yeah, right? Do you think it's going to hit as hard as the original?
No, it can't.
Yeah, right?
Because it's always... Because even from the trailer, it's like, choose Facebook. Choose...
Yeah, right?
Choose posting all your Instagrams.
Choose taking a photo of your lunch.
Choose injecting the blood of the youth into your eyeballs.
Choose working at this cushy startup or working at this cushy startup.
Yeah, no, I don't think it can. I think for me, it's going to be interesting to see those characters 20 years
right,
on.
Because
I know Renton spent 20 years getting fit. That's his new...
Learning karate.
Yeah, and that's his new addiction.
Yeah.
Because he's kicked heroin, and so that's how... Uh-huh. But, you know, all his friends are kind of dragged back into his life. And
uh-huh.
The guy from the bad version of Sherlock, which is apparently might be good now. I don't remember. What's it called? The American...
Elementary.
Yeah, with Lucy Liu.
I watched some episodes of that and I enjoyed it, but I got a bit samey.
Yeah.
But that's every procedural in the universe. So.
You know it is, Mason. Yeah.
Have you watched... I watched the first... I should save this for our famous segment, what we read and what we're going to
read.
But we've been away so long, I've been reading and going to read a lot of things.
I bet you have.
I watched the first two episodes of the new Sherlock.
Yes. Let's do it next week with Resident Evil after the third one comes out. What do you think?
Oh, okay, right. Summary. Bit of a fun summary.
Bit of a fun summary.
A funnery.
Look,
they're fine, but kind of dumb.
Yeah, sure. I nearly said it wrong again. Kong,
yes.
Skull Island.
Yes.
That looks great. Initially, yeah. I'm like, this will be bad. Why are they doing a King Kong prequel? But every person they've added, the director, every bit of footage I've seen.
Trailer looks great.
I'm well into it.
I don't know if it's going to make any money, though.
Yeah.
We've been burned by Kong too many times. Within recent memory.
Yeah.
I don't think people are coming back to it.
I think this will do well, but I think of all these, Logan will
crush
all of them. Trainspotting will make decent money for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I think Skull Island will do all right. Anyway, this one will be huge. Beauty and the Beast.
No.
Are you serious? Beauty and the Beast is going to be one of the biggest movies of the year. I'm going to say top five.
Wow, like, okay.
Box office. Unless it's god-awful.
I'm going to say it's probably going to be god-awful.
It could very well be, yeah.
Because people, look, I don't know anything. Again, Beauty and the Beast is a movie I haven't seen.
Sure.
And I'm not going to see this one.
Yep.
But I think I've seen people on the internet just going, oh, this character doesn't look anything like the character in the cartoon. This character doesn't. Yeah. This set is different. This looks awful. These character designs look
awful. Why didn't you get Hugh Jackman for Gaston?
Exactly.
Who played him very famously. Clock? No. What? Gaston's the big muscular guy.
The clock.
No, that's Cogsworth.
The candelabra.
That's Lumiere.
The beauty.
That's Emma Watson.
Are you saying he's not a beauty? You're saying
I would never say that.
You're saying he's not one of Australia's great beauties?
He is Australia's greatest beauty.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, look, I'm not excited for this, but I know what you mean, because a lot of people I know who love Beauty and the Beast are like, this looks not good for me to mm-hmm. enjoy.
Yeah.
I think you can get away with it more with The Jungle Book, because the first Jungle Book movie is kind of shit. Right. Like, people remember it well, but it's not great.
Mm-hmm.
But Beauty and the Beast is a classic. It was nominated. I think it was nominated for an Academy Award, or like for the Best Picture or something.
And that's Beauty and the Beast, the cartoon's a musical, right?
Yes.
Is this a musical?
Yes.
Is it going to be the same songs?
Yes, a lot of them, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to do well at all. Okay. Well, I don't think it's going to be received well.
Okay.
There's no way people are going to go, oh, this is better than the original.
Mm.
Even if it is... even if it is technically better than the original,
yeah.
People have their rose-coloured nostalgia glasses on and they'll be like, well, it's not a patch of the original, is it?
Okay, I'm going to say top five highest grossing of the year.
All right.
You know what? That's a mistake.
I'm going to say bottom five lowest grossing of the year.
That is...
I'm going to say it's going to make four figures at the box office.
You know what? I'm rethinking this top five, but I'm in it, aren't I?
Yep.
We're here for the laughs, aren't we, Mason?
Yeah, that's right.
And we're also here for the Power Rangers movie.
Ooh.
Actually, before that, Life with Jake Gyllenhaal, Ryan Reynolds, and Rebecca Ferguson.
What is that?
Just Life.
Who's Rebecca Ferguson?
It. She's Iron Man 3.
Oh,
that's Rebecca Black.
That's Rebecca.
No, that's
the singer of the song Friday.
Yeah.
Rebecca White?
Hang on, let me look this up. I don't know who Rebecca Ferguson is.
Yeah, see?
Oh, no, she's, you know who she is? She's in the latest Mission Impossible, Mission Impossible 5.
Oh, she's the girl.
The spy.
Great.
Yeah, she's great in that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
What's this movie called?
Life. It's set on a space station and they go to Mars. Everyone's going to Mars these days.
Uh-huh.
And there's a virus or something. But it's got a good cast. And I saw the trailer and I went, yeah. That's what I did.
Is that what you said?
Rebecca Hall.
That's very profound.
I'm thinking of Rebecca Hall.
Yeah, you are thinking of Rebecca Hall.
Yeah, great.
Mm-hmm. So you saw the trailer and you went...
Rebecca Black's okay.
Yeah.
That was savage. Like, that response.
To the song Friday.
Yeah.
Is that her? Right.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it wasn't good, let's be honest, but she was like 14.
Was Friday originally a song where you sent a company lyrics and they built you a song?
Yeah, it was something like, if you're rich, you go and they make you a music video and help you produce something and whatever.
Huh.
And the guy who does it is like this, I don't want to say scam artist, but yeah, he's a scam artist. and he just makes this garbage music for rich teens. And then they get mocked mercilessly on the internet forever. Mm. Yeah. But that's life.
That is life.
Just like the movie.
Now, here, if you can just all imagine me, I've got a whole bunch of, like, I got a big binder that says song lyrics and I'm stuffing it into the garbage and I'm looking dejected now that this has been revealed that it's a scam.
Power Rangers is then opening against the Boss Baby.
What?
It's an animated.
Is it a Pixar?
No.
DreamWorks.
Probably.
Independent.
It's one of
those. Sausage Party guys.
No.
What if a baby was a boss and he swore a lot?
Well, the boss is Alec.
What if we didn't pay our animators?
The boss is Alec Baldwin.
Oh.
And he's a baby that either gets born into a family or he's adopted, but he's secretly a boss. So he's always making a phone call and whatever. It looks terrible.
Huh.
I don't know about this.
Baby boss.
The boss baby.
The boss baby.
Yeah.
Is he a boss in the sense of, are they trying to bring back like a boss?
No, you know, it's like a Gordon Gekko boss.
Oh, right.
In that sense.
Does he wear a little white collar and a tie?
Wears a little suit, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so. I mean, it's a great choice of voice.
Sure, right.
But it does not look good in any way. And Power Rangers, it's a kids movie though. You never know with kids movies because some of them do really well inexplicably and others just disappear forever. But it's up opening against Power Rangers, which by all accounts will be fine.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Fine to terrible. Any thoughts on Power Rangers?
I think it's going to be good.
Cranston's in it.
Yeah,
he's
right.
Zordon.
He's Zordon, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think in this version, I might be wrong, but he's a former Red Ranger. And he's injured, and that's why he's in the tube. I like that. I think that's cool. Mm-hmm. I like a lot of things, though.
Yeah, you do, don't you?
So, you know, that's not indicative of anything.
You think Beauty and the Beast is going to be top five?
I did say that, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Ghost in the Shell.
Of the year.
Yeah, I did say, yep.
When is...
I'm looking back at Jungle Book. I'm looking back at Cinderella. I'm looking ahead to... These Disney live-action Disney movies, you know, they can go one or two
ways. Bearing in mind, Resident Evil, the final chapter, is coming out this year.
I did forget
And Triple X...
State of Play.
Yeah.
Xander's back.
So it can, at most it can be number three.
Agreed.
Okay, well, let's see if... And Boss Baby. Baby Boss.
The Boss Baby.
The Boss Baby.
I should check if that's actually called The Boss Baby.
Or, in fact, if it's real at all.
No, it is.
Can somebody just tweet at you and be like... Hey, The Boss Baby.
It is called The Boss Baby.
Great.
It's got 4.5 on IMDb, despite not being out, and Jimmy Kimmel's in it. Great. There's a helicopter. Did you hear that?
I do hear that.
I'm not talking to you. Listeners, can you hear that? I bet they can.
Mm. Well, in my opinion, I can hear it.
Good. Ghost in the Shell is also out in March, whatever month. God, there's a lot of movies, isn't there? We've been on a lot of episodes, spending a lot of money.
Yeah.
Ghost in the
but
Shell.
We love it, so it's okay.
Yeah, I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I'm still looking forward to it.
Me too. Yeah.
You know what? I recently rewatched most of the original Ghost in the Shell.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
Man, it's a little slow.
Yeah, well, you know, it's from the 80s.
And it's...
Or 90s.
It's... Look, everybody... I watched the dub and everybody does a good job, but...
Yeah.
That audio, like that, the dialogue is
95,
no good.
95, I apologize.
It's no good.
Oh, wow. Like, do you think that's a translation thing?
Yeah, I mean, it's that era where they couldn't... It was much harder to coordinate dialogue with the original animation
right,
kind of thing.
Yeah.
There's
when you look at like One Punch Man and it's just on point.
Right.
Like
yeah.
I've only watched it subtitled, but everything works with that.
Yeah, it's such weird stilted dialogue. And I don't know if it's a translation issue or what, or it's just all the characters are weird issue.
I get it. You hate the animation.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah. I understand.
It's just weird tones of voice. It's upsetting.
Yeah. I think the success of Ghost in the Shell is going to see, we're going to see, like on the back of that, we'll. If it does well, we'll get a whole lot of these.
Porco Rosso.
Others.
Dominion Tank Police.
Dragon Ball Z or
Cyber
Super.
City Oedo 808. These are just ones I remember from the 90s.
They are very good. None of them I've heard of.
Great stuff.
April, The Fate of the Furious. That's going to be top five for the year, surely,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That'll make $1 billion easy.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah, good. It's going to be good.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the week after, or some point during that month also,
yeah.
I didn't write specific dates, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Ooh.
My fear of this is, Mason.
Yes.
Scary monsters.
Yeah, they're very scary.
But also that it's just going to be more of the same.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Somebody on Twitter, and I don't have their name right here,
it was me.
I'm not going to look it up.
It's me.
Said, do you think we're going to see, what movie do you think we're going to see the final... Infinity Gem in.
Yeah, I said that. Yeah, go on.
Did you say that?
No.
Okay. excellent question. Do you think it's going to be Guardians 2 or do you think it's going to be
There's
something else?
There's no Infinity Gems in Guardians 2, apparently.
Captain Marvel, when's that coming out?
I think after Avengers.
Oh, then it's...
Then it'll be Avengers, right?
Yeah. Maybe the final gem is in Infinity War Part 1.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
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 Maybe the opening scene.
Maybe the closing scene. Unlikely, though.
Mm-hmm.
Unless, well, there's going to be two Infinity... Oh, no. Because it was Infinity War Part 1 and 2, but now it's just Infinity War and we don't know what the
Untitled
second one
sequel,
is.
Yeah.
So they're playing their cards pretty close to their chest or something.
Finite War is the sequel. But just them scratching their heads. Boy, this...
It's
wound up kind of quick,
didn't funny,
it?
It's funny, though... You say that.
I do.
And you make a joke.
I do make a joke.
Like, Age of Ultron wasn't an Age of Ultron.
No, not at all.
It was a couple of days. It could have been nine hours.
Could have been, yeah, exactly. Could have been the Con the Fruiterer of Ultron. The Age of Con the Fruiterer, just a couple of days. There's another reference from the 90s.
Right. And Civil War.
If somebody, look, I don't often make requests, but if somebody could make an Age of Con the Fruiterer Photoshop, that would be great.
And he has to be saying couple of days.
Yeah.
But then Civil War, which I loved, is
the
not...
The Avengers have to team up once again to defeat Con the Fruiterer and Tula, Vula, Sula, Rula, and Agape.
All the stereotypes.
Yeah, that's right.
But what was I going to say? Yeah,
I don't know, I've lost the thread completely.
Civil War
yes.
wasn't a civil war.
No.
It was like six or eight people punching each other.
They're just taking the names.
Yeah, they're taking the names, yeah.
And yeah.
So, who knows, mate. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you think of Civil War 2, the comic book?
Flat. I've heard nothing but bad things. No, look, I don't think you can say it's like flat out terrible.
But I didn't say that. buddy, you're putting words in my mouth, mate.
But the interesting thing is, it's an interesting concept, but also Marvel sales are dipping dramatically and DC's are on the rise.
Oh.
And there's kind of like people, and when I look at, when I heard that, I went through my comics list and it's mostly DC and Image.
Huh.
There's the occasional Marvel, like if I, oh, the Vision family, yep, one's great, that it is, mm-hmm, but most of it I'm kind of steering away from, and I don't, it's not intentional.
Yeah.
But why do you think this is the case?
And also something like the Vision could be set whenever.
Yeah.
Like it, like the entire rest of the Marvel continuity could disappear and you could still have the Vision. Mm. But with this Civil War especially, it's all tie-ins.
Yeah.
You have, if you want to read Civil War, you have to read everything. And I think that's kind of, that's what's killed a lot of stuff in the past.
Absolutely.
The Spider-Man clone saga.
Yeah.
Like that made me quit reading comics for like 10
forever.
Years.
Forever. You've never been,
yeah,
back.
Never been back.
You don't like to admit it.
Lost my ability to read. And because it went for like 3 years and you had to read every single Spider-Man comic that existed in order to get, and then,
yeah,
and it was at the time when there were like 4 or 5 Spider-Man books.
Yeah.
And I feel this is the same, where it's like, okay, if you want to understand, it'll, you know, you'll, it'll, if you want to know what happened to Iron Man in between Iron Man issue 15 and 16, you have to go and read all the Civil War books to find out what was happening. Otherwise you have no idea.
Dumb.
And also from what I can tell, the Marvel timeline, while Civil War 2 has been happening, all the other books are continuing. So, like, yes, in the new Iron Man series with the new character, yeah, Rhea Williams, like, she's had several issues where she's been like, well, the Civil War is over and here's me being the new Iron Man kind of thing.
Yeah.
But Civil War, the limited series, is still happening,
right,
so we don't really know what happened.
And Captain America is a secret Hydra agent.
Yep.
But he's also in Civil War, kind of.
Yeah.
It's very, and look, to be fair, I read the main story,
uh-huh,
and I didn't read any of the extra, the outside stuff.
Uh-huh.
But I wasn't confused. I was just like, I just don't care about any of this.
No, fair enough.
Which is a shame, because I think it really did start well, but it's just whatever,
uh-huh,
you know? Anyway. Yeah.
What are we talking about?
May. Same day, Mason, what's the play? What will people pay for?
Mm-hmm.
King Arthur, Legend of the Sword.
No.
Or Snatched.
What?
It's Amy Schumer and Goldie Hawn go to Mexico or something. And
boy, that's
hilarity.
It's a real Sophie's choice of movies that I'm not going to watch. What's the King Arthur one?
Guy Ritchie's King Arthur.
Oh.
Lads ladding about. Ladding medieval about. Tile. Oh. Hat's time. Having a mead.
Pulling a sword out of a stone and then drinking a pint.
That's right.
Yeah. Having a pint and a laugh.
Yeah.
I'll probably watch that.
Well, I guess we will.
Yeah.
We watched the last one he did, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. Whatever that one was. It was bland.
It was, wasn't it?
What was it?
The spy one.
Oh, yeah. Man from Uncle. Yeah, okay.
Munkle, that's what we called it.
Yeah. Huh?
Did we?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but I think Snatched has the potential to do better.
Isn't it weird that there's a Guy Ritchie movie coming out and another movie called, yes, Snatched,
and
that isn't a Guy Ritchie movie?
That's right.
You would think that would be the sequel or the prequel.
Well, actually, there's a Snatch TV series. Apparently, the trailer just came out, but I remember I watched the Lockstock series, and I'm like, this is the same as the movie.
Yeah, right.
Where a whole lot of random shit happens and everyone's in trouble, but then the bad guy accidentally falls off a bridge or right, something.
It's exactly
or,
like that.
Drops a gun off a mantelpiece and shoots himself through the face.
Yeah,
or
right. And then everything unravels and then the good guys get away scot-free, but also they have no money.
That's exactly
like
Yeah.
It's always an hour of them going like, oh, we're gonna get all this money.
Yeah.
And then they have a crazy scheme and then it all falls to bits and at the end they have no money but everybody else is dead.
That's right.
That's every...
It was good the
Bring
first...
back the old Guy Ritchie stuff, I say.
It was good the first time, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, right.
That, I remember really enjoying Lockstock.
Yeah, me too.
That month we also have Alien Covenant.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about that recently.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see it.
Me too.
And then after that we've got Baywatch going up against, same day,
yes,
Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men, what are they up to?
Where? Oh, yes.
So they're not telling any tales, I believe, this time around.
Yeah, okay.
That's a, I don't know. Have you seen the Baywatch trailer?
Yes. It's kind of funny.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I like Zac Efron.
Me
He's
too,
good.
And I yeah. like The Rock.
The Rock.
Yeah. But no, I don't care.
Really?
No, I really don't.
I feel it's kind of fun in the 21 Jump Street kind of way.
Yeah, but that was good.
How do you know this isn't going to be good?
I don't, Mason. You're right. Top 5,
there
Baywatch.
We go.
Do you reckon it will beat Pirates of the Caribbean? I bloody hope it does. Just teach them a lesson.
I don't think
Stop
it will.
Stop making them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope it does. Mm. I think
we'll see who's the real king of the seas.
Indeed.
Zac Efron.
I hope so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I think people are sick of pirates, but I say that. Yeah, but you're right. They're a pretty big franchise. But comedies you can't get a read on, you know what I mean? Sometimes they'll do 20 million, sometimes they'll do 200 million. It's like, you just don't know. Yeah.
Look, I'm looking forward to Baywatch. I think it's going
to
be fun.
Good. You're looking forward to Pirates of the Caribbean as well?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I disagree.
All right. Wonder Woman is going to be going up against Captain Underpants, the first epic movie in June.
Uh-huh.
You familiar with Captain Underpants?
I have seen the cover of the books.
And?
He's a little superhero man. He's in his underpants.
Just look an egg-looking fellow in a pair of jocks.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Getting about. I think Ed Helms is Captain Underpants, my understanding.
This is animated, right? It's not Ed Helms.
I think it might be live action.
No.
Let me check.
Surely not.
I'm not sure of anything. Including the thing that you just asked.
Mm-hmm.
Upcoming 3D computer animated family comedy film. I apologize. I wanted to see Ed Helms
in his underpants.
Well, being like CGI'd into an egg-shaped looking fellow running about.
Uh-huh.
Great. Ed Helms might not even be in this movie. I don't see his name here. That's not to say that he is.
So basically you just had a fond wish that Ed Helms would be Captain Underpants in a live-action version of Captain Underpants.
No, he is in it. Because that's right. Because the principal is the Captain Underpants, so he's a principal, but he doesn't know he's Captain Underpants. They're children's.
I thought it was
series.
A little kid.
No, because the kids then you say a word, or they can change the principal into Captain Underpants, and he's not aware that he can. That he's. I don't know.
It's weird.
Look, man. I don't know. All right. What do you want?
That principal's going to jail if you ask me.
Well, he looks like an egg, so you can't be like that. You're that egg.
That's
can't.
True. That's true.
Try and pin down an egg, Mason.
I'm not an egg, I'm a man, he would say. That's his catchphrase. You can't arrest me for wearing my underpants around children. I'm not an egg, I'm a man.
The Mummy. The reboot.
Yeah,
coming
right.
up next. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to it. Did you see the weird Tom Cruise scream without the sound?
No.
A version of the trailer or a TV spot got released. Remember with the bit where the plane's crashing?
Yeah, that's right.
But there's no other ambient noise or sound effect except Tom Cruise screaming.
Great.
It's hilarious.
How does he sound?
Would you like me to play it for you?
Yes.
All right, let me bring that up. Let me just hit up YouTube.com. Can I just make a quick recommendation to YouTube.com?
YouTube.com.
For any kind of videos that you...
PewDiePie.
That's right, man.
He's a guy.
Actually, Scott from NerdSync did a video on my channel this week. You asked me about it. It's about Batman turning his neck and the history of.
That's right.
It's actually really good. Yeah, you guys should check that out. I'll link it below. But he talks about the history of how the Batman costume couldn't turn its neck.
Right.
So they kind of changed it in recent years. But also about how often it's to the advantage of the performance.
Ooh.
But you should definitely check it out. He's a good dude over at NerdSync. No, it's on my channel, but then go to his channel because he also does excellent stuff there.
Mm.
Tom Cruise. Scream. My computer's loud enough because I got shit speakers.
Oh my. It's very intense. Yeah. Look, he gives it his all.
He certainly does.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, World War Z 2.
Who cares?
I didn't even know. I mean, I knew it was coming, but I haven't heard anything about it.
When did the last one come out? Like 2006?
2010, 11, maybe?
A million years ago.
Yeah. And massive reshoots. Did you ever see it?
Yeah, sir.
It's okay.
Sort of an IMAX.
Well, well, well. Mm-hmm. Look at Mr. Moneybags over
That's
here.
That's right.
That's not an IMAX movie.
No, it really wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like the CGI piles of zombies, though?
No.
Didn't like
any of it.
Oh, really?
Didn't like the weird PG nature of the whole thing.
Actually, the version, the Blu-ray is R-rated.
Oh, I'm back in.
They put in a whole lot of CGI blood.
Great.
I thought you'd like that.
I don't care.
Cars 3. Did you see the trailer?
No, it's, like it's weird and dark, right? Yeah,
Look, it's the first Cars movie that I have any slight inkling to see. I won't see it because I do not enjoy Larry the Cable Guy on any level.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't seem to be in this one.
Right,
he's
okay.
Mater. He's the because in the last
truck,
one
right?
two was he gets mistaken for a spy or something, and Michael Caine's in it. But this one's just like,
well, what kind of car is Michael Caine?
Some kind of British Bentley
British race
or some
car.
Shit. I don't know. He's okay. a spy. I think he's a Bentley or some shit.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
But this one deals with...
He's probably an Aston Martin.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably right. This one deals with, like, great personal
tragedy.
What if it
was tragedy? A Mini? Like in the Italian
he's
job?
No, he's definitely not. That's good, though.
Yeah.
You've got some good ideas.
Bring him back as his own British cousin, who's a Mini.
Who's a car, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But no, this one, like, he has a terrible, terrible accident. And I guess it's about rehab.
Ugh.
And getting your groove
wow.
back.
Wow.
Yeah. It's real dark.
See, that's the kind of Disney that I remember from my childhood.
Sure.
Misery. Just awful misery. And kids learn a lesson.
Do you ever see Misery?
Yes.
That's a horrifying movie.
Mm-hmm.
For another day.
Yes.
We've got to burn through these, Mason.
All right.
Transformers The Last Knight is going up against Despicable Me 3.
Didn't see the first two. Wish I hadn't seen all the other Transformers movies.
If you could have it the other way.
Yes.
Where you'd only seen the Despicable Me movies and the Minions movie or all the Transformers movie.
Despicable Me and Minions.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Fair enough.
Better the devil you don't know as opposed to the Transformers movies you have seen. As the old saying goes.
I know it.
Mm-hmm.
It's my bumper sticker. July, Spider-Man Homecoming. He's back. Web swinging. Wall crawling.
Little wingies.
Gliding. Yes. All those things.
Mm-hmm. Homework.
Yeah.
Hot aunt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had another one, but you distracted me with that.
I feel it's a pretty universal distraction technique.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hot aunt May.
What? Yeah. Yell it in a crowded food court.
Mm-hmm.
It'll go silent.
That's right.
Yeah, good. We talked about it. Looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's war for
what, is that competing against anything?
No.
Great.
Why would, you would never you put would a never movie would, up no. against Spider-Man. War for the of the planet where apes.
Great.
Looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's done.
When are those astronauts going to come down? I know that it's just a nod to the originals, but when are they going to come down and be surprised?
I think they'll be the fourth one.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Or maybe the end of this one.
Yeah, great.
Then we've got this. This
They're
is
like, bloody hell.
Oof, this is a bit rich.
I call the Planet of the Apes.
The next, we've got Dunkirk against Valerian and the City of 1,000 Planets. So we've got the Christopher Nolan...
Grim War movie
against something that looks like it was made... I don't even know. It's nonsense.
Sure, right.
Nonsense or grit, Mason? Choose.
Nonsense.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Over a Christopher Nolan biopic. Is it a... No, not really. It was real though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a real story.
Mm-hmm.
I think because it's Nolan, it will do better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, are we determining...
Yes.
Is this a box office thing?
I don't know.
I don't care what makes more money. Why would I care? I'm not about the money, man. I'm about the creativity and fun.
Now we're going to have to go back.
Yeah, we're going to have to start again. Okay, That's what right. happened in January?
When I said top five, what did you think I meant?
Top five having a good time in the cinema.
No.
That's what it's all about.
Definitely not.
Oh.
This gives a
whole... Is Dunkirk going to make a lot of money, though?
I reckon it'll do like Interstellar money.
Which and was fine. Which,
yeah, it did okay.
Okay.
I think we're due for another kind of Saving Private Ryan-esque hit. We haven't had a big World War II one, like a big one.
Yeah.
We've had that one with Andrew Garfield did. Hacksaw Ridge was apparently very good, but it didn't like...
Set the world on fire.
No. I mean, the Academy, sure. Dark Tower, whatever.
Oh,
thoughts?
Yeah. I've heard nothing about that, but I'm looking forward to that.
And it's going
to
be a TV show.
I should really start on the books.
You do know that the Dark Tower movie is set after the books end.
Oh, no, I've got to read all the books.
Yeah, man. Do you think that's a weird choice? Because I'm pretty sure that's got a definitive ending that wraps up however many books are in that saga.
Look, again, I don't know, but I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, given that I've never read the Dark Tower books, but I'm pretty sure that at the end of the Dark Tower series, it goes right back to the start. Like, it loops around.
Okay, all right.
So technically, this sequel could just be the... I don't know. Seems like an elaborate fake-out.
You've said some things, Mason, and I'm going to say some things now.
Okay, go ahead.
August, the Emoji Movie.
Boo.
September, It.
Remake of It.
Yep.
Huh, two Stephen King movies in a row.
Correct.
Whoa.
The Emoji Movie in ETS.
Right? Yeah.
They even called it the Emoji Movie.
Yeah, not just even, call it Emoji.
Call it I don't...
What did they think? Were they confused?
Hang on, I'm just busy gouging my eyes out. Just give me a fucking second.
Did they think that people thought that it would say emoji and nobody would go because they would assume it's just a slideshow about emojis or some sort of lecture about proper emoji use?
Let's be honest, it is going to be a slideshow of emojis. It's going to be like, I'm the poop emoji. Oh, look, it's the eggplant emoji.
People
Your parents know what that means, don't you?
Poop emoji. Sure, people at work sure use this one a lot. I don't know why.
Good Lord.
Yep.
Anyway, It. I never saw the original. Terrified a lot of kids.
Yeah, nice.
Not so much the spider, more Tim Curry. I think that still holds true to this day.
Absolutely.
Would you rather fight a giant spider or Tim Curry? But he's in his Rocky Horror Picture Show garb.
Oh,
Actually, I'd fight Tim Curry. I don't want to fight a giant spider.
Probably fight the giant spider then.
Really?
Look, if we're in a room trapped with Tim Curry and a giant spider, I'll fight the giant spider.
I will
fight
take Tim Curry.
Curry.
Okay, can I have a shovel? You have to go barehanded.
Okay.
Giant spider.
It's fair. All right. I can do that.
I'll tell you what. If I can knock out Tim Curry pretty quickly,
you've
I will
me
help
to help
you
with the giant spider. Okay.
Okay?
Right, cool.
Fair?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And vice versa, obviously.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Then we've got American Made.
M-A-I-D?
No.
M-A-D-E?
Yes. Tom Cruise stars...
You've mentioned this before, I think.
No, I haven't. Really? I didn't know this existed until a few hours ago. Tom Cruise stars as real-life American pilot and hustler Barry Seal.
I thought you were going to say real American pie. What's his name?
Barry Seal.
Barry Seal.
Yes.
S-E-A-L?
Yes. Who ran drugs in the 80s for a cocaine kingpin, Pablo Escobar, and was recruited by the CIA to run one of the biggest covert operations in history. And that's going up against Flatliners remake.
What is this second half of this year? Weird remake, Stephen King movies? Was this the bloody 90s? All right.
Maybe.
Where's my hypercolor t-shirt?
Well, October... Oh, no, Blade Runner's not the...
I'm listening to some Ace of Base.
Have you ever seen Flatliners? I've seen like the first like 10 minutes and I went, I don't like this. This is not very good. Though a lot of people seem to enjoy it. Kiefer Sutherland's in it. I want to say Julia Roberts.
You just want to say Julia Roberts.
I just need to just say rolls Julia off the Roberts. Tongue.
Yeah.
October, Blade Runner 2049.
Mm-hmm.
Same day, though, what's the play? What will people pay for, Mason? Yes. Mm-hmm. Not letting it go.
Why wouldn't you? It rolls off the tongue, just like Julia Roberts.
That's going to go up against Kingsman, The Golden Circle,
ooh,
and My Little Pony, the movie.
Just Kingsman and My Little Pony, the movie.
Yes.
That team up we've always wanted.
That's exactly it.
Right.
So this is interesting because Blade Runner... obviously didn't do well originally, but this movie, by all accounts, everybody seems to be excited for it, and Blade Runner is now a classic.
Yes.
Kingsman was a kind of a sleeper kind of hit.
Yes.
A lot of good faith. Matthew Vaughn's back. I'm excited for it. And My Little Pony has kids on side and people, bronies, who love My Little Pony.
Yep.
So I don't know how this one's going to go. What will you see, Mason?
What was the first one again?
I forgot. Blade Runner or Kingsman?
I think if I could only see one, I would see Blade Runner.
Yeah, me too.
Because Kingsman, I really liked Kingsman.
Yeah.
Kind of done its dash.
Right.
What other surprise? Like, it did all the tropes of spy movies, I feel.
Yeah.
In a more extreme way.
Yeah, yeah.
So what more can it provide to us? Well, I still think it's going to be fun.
Well, you can't find out because you picked against it.
I picked against it. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I'd see Blade Runner. But I'd think... I don't know if Blade Runner will make the most money. That being said, it's got Gosling and Harrison Ford is on a hot streak after making a good movie finally.
Yeah, right.
Took him long enough.
Mm-hmm.
And also a lot
Can't wait for Firewall 2049. Imagine what kind of firewalls they'll have in 2049.
Oh, who even knows? It'd be in the mind, maybe.
Yep.
You're in a mindscape on the internet.
Mindscape.
Mm-hmm. Then in October, we also get two cinematic gems.
Here we go.
Friday the 13th, presumably a reboot.
Did they recently do a Friday the 13th again?
I feel like they did. Wait, which one's that?
It's the one with Jason.
Oh, I'm thinking Freddy. Maybe. What did Rob Zombie do? Or did he do Halloween?
He did Halloween, yeah.
Yeah, maybe they haven't.
Okay, great.
I'm not a horror
Reboot it is.
Look, we're not horror movie guys. No. If you go listen to our horror movie episode,
we
that
are flailing.
Very apparent.
Yep.
And then also we get Saw Legacy. What's that, Saw 9? I don't know. I understand the first
Something
two.
Like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Jigsaw's back.
Baby.
But even though he's dead.
His apprentice is back.
Yeah.
Or a new apprentice. Or it's a reboot.
Or
and
he's...
it's Jigsaw again.
I don't know. Legacy. That implies to me sequel.
Sequel, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say new antagonist.
I'm going to say...
new Jigsaw.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, it has to be because he's dead.
No, but I mean even more so than... because he was replaced by his apprentice at one point.
Yes, he was.
One of the victims went crazy.
Yeah.
Who survived went crazy.
The one from Becca.
Yeah, the one from Becca. Yeah,
spoiler
exactly.
Alert. Yeah. November, Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Against A Bad Mom's Christmas.
No.
Nah.
What? No.
Thor Ragnarok. Would
they
be.
Weren't even that bad as moms.
I didn't feel so. I saw it, and it's fine. Mm-hmm. But I agree with you.
They were just regular moms.
They were pretty good moms in the end.
Yeah.
And then the week after.
Hello.
Justice League.
Oh.
Yeah. So Thor
Ragnarok. Keep it in the bloody back end, why don't you?
Yeah. So Justice League will surely take the number one spot from
over
Thor.
Bad moms.
Over Bad Moms. Well, you know, Bad Moms will probably do okay.
Because
it's that counter-programming kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean? So, because like,
moms want to see a movie too.
They certainly
and hey,
do.
They can see Thor Ragnarok. They probably want to see that Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
They want to see that Tom Hiddleston.
I think your mic is edging too far? Away from you. There we go. Yeah.
They want to see that Benedict Cumberbatch make his cameo.
Man.
They want
I
all
know
that.
It. I know it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then Murder on the Orient Express. A lot of remakes and sequels. And
who do you think Poirot is going to be?
Who's
cast as Poirot?
I can look it up for you.
Please.
Maybe they get that guy from the TV series.
Sure, maybe.
Maybe he's back. Cast? No, I don't want the bloody 1974 one. Why would I want that?
Ugh, just delete it off the internet.
Good
ugh.
Lord.
Gross.
Directed by Kenneth Branagh.
Oh, very good.
Oh, Kenneth Branagh will be playing Poirot.
Oh.
He doesn't look like the guy. He doesn't look how I picture him. He's too handsome.
He could hunch,
you're right.
Yeah, he could hunch. He could wear that, he could wear Dana Carvey's turtle suit from The Master of Disguise.
Wow. That is, wow.
Perfect though, right? When you think about it.
I just meant the fact that you dug and got that. That's where your mind went.
Make him wear the turtle suit and then paint a tuxedo over the top and it's Poirot.
Brilliant.
So he'd have to shave his head, obviously.
He would, yeah. And then December, of course, we've got Star Wars 8,
mm-hmm.
followed by Jumanji, Pitch Perfect 3.
Yep.
And then the $6 Billion Man, which is, they're all on the same day.
Wow.
The week after Star Wars.
They're going with Billion Dollar Man. That's interesting.
Well, they were going to do that, the parody one, weren't they? They were going to do like this, the $600,000 Man.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Is the $6 Million Man concept still owned by Jim Carrey for some reason?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, maybe. Mm. But Mark Wahlberg is the $6 Million Man. All these circuits are in his biceps, I presume.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works.
Hey, I got so many circuits.
Come on, man. six billion.
He says nothing of substance.
Put that in the economy. Anyway, after that,
good.
Hugh Jackman's doing a movie about the circus week after that. But who cares? Mm-hmm. Even though we love him, who cares?
Yeah.
Star Wars 8, that'll be massive. Probably the biggest movie of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Jumanji Pitch Perfect 2, $6 billion. Man. No, I didn't do it. $6 billion, man. Can't do it.
Are you saying this cost $6 billion? Is what you're saying?
What would you see out of the Jumanji reboot or sequel? Because apparently it plays homage to Robin Williams.
No.
Pitch Perfect 3.
Oh, yeah.
You liked the other one, didn't you?
I did like the other ones, yeah.
And $6 billion, man.
Oh,
that is not a good time. You know what? By then, I've switched off as well.
Yeah.
Like, I see Star Wars. My year's done. I'm out.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
You know what? I'd like to see what they do with that $6 billion.
Okay.
Because they're actually budgeting $6 billion for that movie. I don't know if you know that.
That is bold and unnecessary.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough. Great. Well, that's the movies for the year, Mason.
We did them all.
Pick one. If you had to see one.
If only see one. Look, I've forgotten every single movie you just mentioned.
I'm going to say Thor Ragnarok.
Yes.
Or Star Wars 8. Or Justice League, because I'm very interested to see what way it goes. Not because I have complete faith in it.
So yeah, it's got to be Justice
three.
League.
Really?
Yeah, I think
okay,
so.
Fair
yeah.
enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Or Baywatch.
What are you doing to yourself?
No, that's not true.
But last year you picked something real dumb as well. What was it?
How dare you?
I can't remember.
I bet
it was
great.
No, it wasn't. It was real dumb. Somebody tweeted Mason. I can't remember what it was, but it was dumb. That's right. You picked like the Magnificent Seven or something.
Which I never ended up saying.
Yeah, there you go.
Right?
Well, I did, and it's fine.
Did I say that was going to be my pick of the year?
It's something like that.
That's
that
incredible.
Yeah.
It sounds like a dumb thing, I would say.
And it was also something that you just heard of. When I
right, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, right.
It's got a great cast. I didn't get through it. I stopped and went, I'm going to come back to this.
Never did.
And I never did.
Mm,
great.
The Western's done.
Is
Hateful Eight killed it.
Yeah, it probably did, didn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Mason.
Yes.
Thank God this segment's returned for the new year.
Hooray.
What we reading?
What we gonna read?
I'm doing a thing. What are we reading today? I bet there's an even better theme song.
Friend of the show, Andrew Levins.
Yeah, I know him.
From the Serious Issues comic book podcast.
I know him.
He told me that his son now, before he goes to bed, sings the What We Read and What We Gonna Read theme song. And I'm like,
yay!
Fantastic. And also, that also means that he's stored away. He's soaked up some other choice phrases that he's probably going to unleash later on in his life.
His favorite movie of 2016 is Magnificent Seven.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Right.
Thanks a lot, Mason.
Aww.
Oh, that's cool, man. Well, I won't change the theme song. I wasn't going to anyway. What'd you see?
Did you have a fresh 2017 remix of
Absolutely
it?
Did not.
What have
Dubstep.
I been seeing? Oh, I finally saw Hunt for the Wilder People, and guess what? It's fine.
What are you talking
That's right.
about?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
You're an idiot.
It was fine.
You're an idiot.
It was pretty fun.
Do you think the expectations are too high?
Yeah, I think that's true, yeah.
Wow, man, I love that movie.
Look, I went months beyond all the amazing reviews and blah,
yeah, yeah.
blah, blah, and everybody said it was the greatest movie I've ever seen. And I was like, well, it's probably still pretty great. I'll manage my expectations. And I went in and it was fine.
Well, I'm glad you
enjoyed
it.
Pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like Sam Neill?
Yeah, he was good.
Wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was great in Jurassic Park 3.
That's right.
Good. I saw La La Land.
Oh, yeah?
Really good.
What do you reckon?
I bloody love a musical. You know that about me.
I didn't know that about you until just now.
And
name another musical you like.
Les Mis, the movie, even though I don't think it's as necessarily as good as a stage show. It's a very faithful adaptation. I also enjoy the Phantom of the Opera movie, even though it's nowhere near as good as the actual stage production. I've seen the Phantom of the Opera sequel musical.
I'm starting to feel like this whole episode is was just a lead up to you talking about your favorite musicals.
You asked me.
Because you have dealt out more passion in your discussion of these so-called musicals than anything else
not
in this episode.
So-called. They are musicals.
These alleged musicals.
You asked me, and I'm ready, man.
You were
Forgive
ready.
Me for having opinions ready in my mind.
All right, you're right.
Anyway, La La Land's fantastic. Yep. If you don't like musicals, it's probably not going to change your mind. If you like Mason, if you're a naysayer, you'll probably hate it.
Great.
Because he hates on anything good.
Be ready to hate it.
Yeah, but no. Do you have interest in La La Land?
Yeah, no, I do. Yeah.
And I was even more impressed because I was like, oh, they've CGI'd bloody Ryan Gosling's head onto somebody else to play the piano.
Actually did it all
that makes sense. Apparently. He's real good, man. I really enjoyed the music. Emma Stone's great in it also. John Legend's in it. He does a pretty good song as well. No, it's great.
Great.
It's good. And it's like old school Hollywood, except not tedious. All right. Also, nice. I've been watching Transparent on Stan, Mason.
Oh, yeah. I love Stan.
Me too. I'm well into it now. Yeah.
Did you end up seeing Passengers or?
No.
Did you end up seeing Assassin's Creed?
No.
No, neither did I. Also, some stuff I've been reading.
Okay.
For real reading.
I'm ready.
Tom King, who does the current run on Batman.
Yeah, yeah.
Who it turns out, before he was a comic writer, was a CIA agent.
What?
Did you know that? He
no.
worked for the CIA.
Okay.
That is like a real, like, not as a secretary or a...
He was a murderer.
Yeah, he was a murderer. He was like an actual field agent for the CIA. He wrote a series called The Sheriff of Babylon.
Yeah.
Which is about... like a military consultant in Baghdad.
Okay.
It's real good.
Great.
Real good series.
Sounds like Jason Bourne. Green Zone, I mean. The Matt Damon one that's not Jason Bourne with the same director.
Yeah, you're right.
Green Zone.
Green Zone.
Are you familiar with it?
I'm familiar with that, and I'm familiar with the David Schwimmer character Greenzo, who was on 30 Rock. Remember Greenzo?
Vaguely.
Yeah. So I read that, and I've also started reading Unfollow, which is it's a series about a billion... It's sort of a social media... combined with Battle Royale. It's like
okay.
a billionaire is dying. He's died and he's given away his billions to 140 random strangers who all have to go to his island to collect the money. But then, of course...
Murders.
Yeah, whoever... The proviso is you can all split the money, or if one of you dies, their share goes to some other person.
Forever?
So, yes.
So that happens throughout the course of their entire life? Or is it just on the island? Once you get off the island, it's done.
I've only just started. But
well, that's not...
Yeah, I know, right?
So you're not reading it, are you, really?
No, I'm reading. I'm literally reading right now. That's why I've barely been paying attention. I'm reading...
Fine.
Yeah, anyway,
well,
it's real good.
You've been barely paying attention, but have you got that theme of song ready for the next segment of the show?
I thought about it, but then I didn't.
You son of a gun. But La La Land's real good, Mason.
Right?
I'm just helping
Name
you
Name another musical you like.
I just named four.
No.
Okay, Lion King musical's really good.
The
Sage production.
Yep.
What'd I say this year?
I love King Kong. Speaking of Kong, I loved King Kong the musical.
Oh, it's terrible.
Because it was terrible.
It's so bad.
It was so bad, but...
The puppetry is amazing.
Just massively bad.
Garbage.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
When I saw that, I think I've mentioned this in the podcast before, when I saw that, more than, like, I reckon 4 or 5 times, a song just ended, and everybody in the audience was like, I guess we applaud now, because was that the end? I guess that was the end of the song.
He stopped, so
yeah.
I guess at the end. The monkey
real.
Stopped singing.
It was no good.
Also, I'm seeing both Book of Mormon and Kinky Boots over
Bless
the next
you.
Few months. I was talking. I was talking, Mason. I was in conversation.
Hang on to here right now. We're going to do letters.
The letters theme rules all.
Like I said, I'm seeing Kinky Boots and Book of Mormon.
Both wrong
which
segment.
Really good.
Have you written a letter into the show to tell us you're seeing
no,
Book of Mormon and Kinky Boots?
No.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Do you know what the plot of Book of Mormon is?
Vaguely. Don't tell me.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Yeah. I've gotten this far without knowing.
Yeah.
So
go say it.
I will.
Do you want to come with me?
Can't. Yeah.
Mika Scott says on Twitter, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod, do you guys think we'll see Robin in the future DC movies? Any casting thoughts? Love the show. Thanks for the fun.
I think we will.
Yeah.
I think we'll see a new Robin.
Especially if we're
point.
Getting this fun DC universe that
yeah, full
Dwayne
of hope and joy.
Johnson is.
And Robin represents hope and joy.
He certainly does.
And punching.
And sticks. Hitting
sticks.
A man in the head with a stick.
Yeah, maybe like a slingshot sometimes.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's good.
I think almost certainly. Or we know there's a dead Robin. Maybe we'll see the return of him.
Yeah.
But at the very least, I think we're going to get Dick Grayson I think Dick Grayson will be former Robin. We might get a Nightwing.
I hope we get a Nightwing more than anything.
Man,
yeah,
I love Nightwing.
Yeah,
and I think we'll probably get a who's after Jason Todd? What's his name? Drake.
Yeah, Tim
or
Drake,
Damian
yeah.
Wayne. Yeah,
I reckon they might skip Tim Drake.
Yeah, or
I
do a hybrid or something.
Yeah, because they've taken Tim Drake out of continuity as Robin in the comic books.
Oh, because isn't he Red Robin or something?
Yeah, in the original version, he was Robin and then he became Red Robin. And now they've been like, well, he was never regular Robin. He was never original Recipe Robin. Red Robin. So I think they're probably going to skip him and go straight to Damian Wayne. Because then there's that actual familiar kind of connection.
It's interesting because Ben Affleck said that he had somebody in mind for Sienna Miller to play in the DC Universe. Uh-huh. And maybe she'll be Talia al Ghul.
Oh, maybe.
Because he didn't mention her, and that just sprung in my mind now, Mason. Maybe that would be setting up.
Are they mates or something?
I think they maybe did Live by Night together. Okay. Or maybe they didn't. Nobody saw it.
There's no evidence that's even a real movie.
Look, I could picture Ben Affleck in a big, dumb Dick Tracy outfit.
Yeah, sure.
He's real broad.
Yeah.
Broader than a man could possibly be.
Uh-huh.
But that's all I got.
Yeah.
And apparently all people are doing in the press junkets are just asking him about when he's going to make Batman.
Right.
And he finally came out on Fallon or Kimmel or whatever. It was just like, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Just leave me alone. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry I decided to make this passion project. I'll make you a dumb Batman
movie.
What
if it was revealed to him now? Like he gets called into a meeting and they're like, listen, DC funded this movie in its entirety solely as a marketing ploy to get people to ask you about the new Batman movie. We do not care about this movie. We're never actually going to release it. It's just a trick.
That would be amazing. You know, I was speaking to Hollywood Pete the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Who you know.
Yeah, I made Hollywood
Good
Pete.
Good friend of the show.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, what do you think of the Ben Affleck directed movies?
Uh-huh.
And I thought about it and I went, they're pretty good. But not one of them's like, oh, that blew my mind. That was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
They're all just, you know, pretty solid. Have you seen any of them?
Argo?
Yeah.
I liked Argo. It was a lot of fun.
I didn't. I think I fell asleep. It wasn't because it was bad. It's probably because I just needed a nap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any others?
And what was the one where he puts all of Boston in his rear view? What was that movie? Was that, he directed that?
You're thinking of Good Will Hunting.
No. The Town.
Oh, The Town was, actually, I enjoyed The Town.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
In your face, Hollywood Pete.
That's right.
No, he's all right.
Yeah, he's good.
Anyway. We'll see it. We'll see a Robin.
Yep.
At some point.
Casting thoughts? Anyone?
Oh well, I know there was rumored that Adam Driver for Nightwing, which I quite like.
Yeah. Okay. What about? And I think I've said this before. What about the other guy from Supernatural?
The long-haired guy.
Long-haired guy.
Yeah, yeah. Jared.
Jared Padalecki. Padalecki?
Yeah,
he'd
definitely
be a good Nightwing.
And people say the other guy for Green Lantern, which I think he'd be a good Hal Jordan.
I think he'd be a good Guy Gardner.
Yeah, he would.
Maybe dual roles.
I think
double
he'd be,
impact.
I think
style.
He'd be a good real life gardener.
Yeah, right.
Just getting in there,
yeah,
getting
yeah.
your hands dirty. You know what I mean? Working with the earth.
It's a real guy.
Job.
Yeah.
None of this Hollywood nonsense.
That's right.
Do a real job, idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Good on him.
Put your back into it.
Yeah. Anyone else? People say like Zac Efron. I don't know if he's.
Well, when he finally does that star making turn in Baywatch,
sure.
And everybody stands up and takes notice, then maybe.
I don't know if
he's more ripped than any man should be.
He is, but Nightwing's kind of taller in my mind. Not that it really matters.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
guess, mm-hmm. You know, but. No, that'll do it, right?
Yeah, that's
they're all anybody.
Literally anybody would do.
Pick anybody.
Pick anyone kind of youngish and charming.
But you need kind of, I feel like for Nightwing, you need like a lithe actor.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who's lithe?
Ryan Gosling.
He is, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't do it.
He might do it.
What if?
I feel Ryan Gosling is going through all the genres.
Right.
Like he's done romantic comedies, he's done musicals, he's done, you know, grim crime films.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he might just do a superhero film to be like, I can be the best guy at this.
Okay, yeah, mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Yeah.
What about the dude from Heroes?
Oh, so the other boyfriend of the Gilmore Girl.
Exactly, yeah.
Right, what's his face?
Miles Teller.
Milo Ventimiglia.
What about Miles Teller?
No.
No, not good, yeah. Fair enough. What about James Franco? I've just got a page up here. What about Joseph Gordon-Levitt? You couldn't because he was already sort of Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Anyway, they've got Matt Bomer here as well. I think he might be a bit old.
Who's that?
He was nearly Superman. He was in Magic Mike. He's very handsome. Impossibly handsome. He hurts to look at.
That would work for Dick Grayson.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's supposedly the most impossibly handsome man in the DC universe. So
sure.
That would work.
Good. Is that true? Is that what they say about it?
I think so, yeah.
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 All right, fair enough. Any of those are fine.
Great.
Okay, next.
That was mostly Nightwing casting, but
he's Robin, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah, that's
at
right.
some point.
Uh-huh.
This is from Zach O'Toole on Twitter. Are you guys still watching Sherlock season 4? If so, will you talk about it on hashtag Weekly Planet Pod? Because that's how you reach the show. I forgot to mm-hmm. mention that. Still on Twitter. And he says, please say yes. And as we mentioned earlier, we'll do a bit of a wrap
yes,
up
we
next
will.
Week when episode 3. Although apparently it's leaked online. There's a Russian version, but I'm going to wait.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't speak Russian.
Yeah.
Do you?
No. Don't want to Russian into that. You know what I mean?
What? Why would you rush into it?
Russian. Russian.
Are you having a stroke?
Right. Yes. I can smell nothing but burnt toast. Russian. Please Russian me to the hospital. My brain stopped working.
Does this feel like a long episode?
Yeah, it does. But we're making up for lost time. I live in constant fear that people stopped listening last week because there wasn't an episode, so we're going to double down on this one.
Fair call. Now, Mason, I've dipped back into the old weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com.
Very good.
Because a lot of people love the letters, so I thought we should bring them back at some point. Maybe you can be in charge of letters 1 week.
Great. Could I'll
you?
Do that.
Actually, we'll talk about it
after
the show.
Yeah, okay, I can do that.
But yeah. So we're going to try for some letters. Nothing concrete. We're just going to see how it goes. Because we talked about moving the day of the show. It's not important. We're just weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com if you want to send an email. And we might read it, but we might cancel this immediately. This is from Brittany Miracle.
Oh.
Real name.
Huh.
Apparently, yeah.
I imagine she has to say that a lot.
Yeah, well, that's...
this is my real name.
That's what she said. Hashtag at the bottom. No, I didn't make it.
Look, coincidentally, I am an exotic dancer. But...
or a miracle worker.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I'm a new listener, and I don't know if you're...
Welcome to the podcast. Everybody gets one of those.
They do. I don't know if you all still do shout-outs. Haven't caught up yet, but I just wanted to say that my boyfriend is one of your biggest fans. He has listened to you guys on loop for a while to get through his boring warehouse job, and he's probably cycled through all the episodes at least 4 times.
Hello.
That's a lot. You would often play me clips of you guys in the car when I just really wanted to listen to music, and I didn't know your inside jokes or context of most things.
That's what we were looking for.
You know it. Mm-hmm. But he would sit there and laugh hysterically. Well, I finally decided to listen and can understand why he loves the podcast so much. In a couple of weeks, I have already made it through 60 episodes.
Wow.
Sitting at my dull computer job for hours. Oftentimes, you guys are the only joy I find in my day job. The episode where James chokes on water and is so distraught and Mason acts like nothing is wrong and continues to get me. I was crying, trying not to laugh. I had to leave my desk and sit in the bathroom at work and calm down, laughing on the toilet. Have you ever done that? Been a thing and had to leave the room you're laughing so hard? It's always like the worst possible time.
Right, exactly.
I'm the kind of guy that laughs at a funeral.
Exactly, yeah.
Funeral. Thanks, guys.
Look, it's our ultimate goal to bring joy to people on the toilet.
You know it. Mm-hmm. Thanks, guys. I looked and sounded insane. I just wanted to mainly ask for a shout-out for David Nelson for being an awesome boyfriend and sharing all his hobbies in this podcast with me. It would make his month if you did. Not his day, not his week, his month.
Whoa.
I would also like to nominate him for the official duck of the podcast if it's not already taken. Sorry, James, he loves ducks. Okay. All right.
Special shout out to David Nelson. We're bringing it back.
Bringing it back, baby.
Briefly. Not forever.
Please keep being hilarious and bringing smiles to many people's faces. Brittany Miracle, real name.
Yeah.
Good on you. Thanks, mm-hmm. Brittany. And yeah. David for listening. Yeah. And all the listeners, because that's the end of the show, Mason. We did it.
We did it, didn't we?
How many more we got this year? 50-odd?
50-odd, yeah.
Great. Actually, I do have to go away at some point during the year.
Always going away.
I'm going to a wedding. I'm going to Hawaii. Oh. And Vegas, baby. Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody said the other day, you're taking a week off. And I went, yeah, James has gone on holiday. And they said, where? And I'm like, I don't know. And they're like, you're his friend, shouldn't you know? And I'm like, I'm sure if it's important, he'll tell me. Maybe he did tell me.
Maybe he doesn't want you there.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't tell you.
That's right.
I was down at the beach and I went to Rosebud Cinema to see La La Land. And if you want awful sound in a musical, that's the place to go.
Rosebud Cinema.
And I enjoyed it despite that.
Very good.
There you go.
So imagine hearing it on a functioning sound system and there's not someone trying to stab you.
Rosebud's a lovely place, is Mason. It? Anyway.
It's very grey the last time I went.
Was it winter?
Yes.
Okay. Well, look, I wasn't in Rosebud. I was in the... That's not important. Okay. Do the thing.
Oh, yeah. So if you want to find us, we're at Weekly Planet Pod on Facebook and Twitter and Gmail and Bandcamp. What are we going to... We're going to do some audio commentaries this year? What are we going to do?
Maybe a Wolverine one or something.
Yeah, might do Force Awakens before Rogue One comes out on the DVD.
Oh, yeah, we could do that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All sorts. If anybody's got any good suggestions, let us know.
Yep.
On those things. I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies.
You can also follow The Weekly Planet on Twitter. That's our friend Robert Collins. He put together our best of a couple of weeks ago, which was fantastic.
Nailed it.
What else? If you'd like to help out the show, keep the lights on our famous man cave, which is right here.
Yeah, it's not what it's called.
If you want us to put some more neon signs into this man cave, if you want to...
Put a neon sign. And no neon signs.
To add the extra neon signs. If you want me to, instead of recording this from a couch, record it from a monster truck bed in the man cave, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies.
Yep.
You can go to our Amazon affiliate link, which is in the episode links description. Below, yep. Just click on that. You can go through and buy some stuff on Amazon.com.
Yeah, man.
You can go to, you can buy a t-shirt on tpublic.com.
Yep. All that is linked below. Next week, Mason, Resident Evil. Or Triple X, whatever we said we were going to do. Can't remember.
Triple X. It's got to be Triple X.
And yeah. Sherlock.
And Triple X and Sherlock. The perfect double whammy.
God.
Just lunatics smashing cars together, and it's polar opposite fake intellectualism. Just a dumb show that pretends it's smarter than it is. It's the new Frasier, but there's more murder. That's what it is. Thank you to Robert Collings. Thank you to Fergal Quigley and Matt Young and Golden Legend for all our designs and our art. Thanks to everybody who sends in some nice art. It's always fantastic. Man, if you're trying to retweet it when I see it.
Yep.
Thank you to the Brute and the Basilisk and Rackham for all our great themes.
You know it.
Thank you to everybody who bloody listens. Thank you to everybody who listens to when we do a guest appearance on something else.
Yeah.
What else?
You're on...
Thanks for subscribing.
You're on... What's it called recently?
I was on the Steel Wars Live live call-in, and I was also on the Little Dum Dum Club recently as well.
One of which you were mocked mercilessly. Which one? Listen and find out.
Listen to both. Yeah, man.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Grab that gem, you guys. Bye. For 2017. Ugh. One more gem to grab. One left. Grab all the gems.
This is the fourth year we're doing this, you know.
I know, right? Pretty great.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
All right.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.